just a few minutes, I just want to pray for those that are struggling with fear. But I want to read this little moment in scripture with Jesus out of Mark chapter 5. It says, while he was still speaking, this is Jesus. It says, while he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, your daughter is dead. And this was a moment in scripture where a ruler from the synagogue had approached Jesus a little earlier and letting Jesus know that his daughter was sick. And from that sequence of time, Jesus had ran into somebody else and a crowd had come around and Jesus healed someone else. And then by the time that Jesus had healed that person, this ruler had gotten news that his daughter had now died. And so when they told him that his daughter was dead, then those that had come to the ruler, this group of men, had said, why trouble the teacher any further? But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not fear, only believe. And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John and the brother of James. They came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and Jesus saw a commotion. People were weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping. And then they laughed at Jesus, but he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. Taking her by the hand, he said to her, Talitha kumi, which means, little girl, I say to you, arise. And immediately the girl got up and began walking. She was 12 years of age, and they were immediately overcome with amazement. But the beginning of this miracle starts with Jesus saying, do not fear, only believe. You don't see the outcome yet. You don't see his finished work. It's really just simply grabbing hold to the word of God that says, do not fear. It's interesting that upon hearing this news, the synagogue, the ruler of the synagogue, hearing the news and then being encouraged, don't approach Jesus. This matter's dead. It's done. Situation's too far gone. Well, I want to encourage you. Be careful who you listen to. Be careful who you take advice from. Who's in your ear. Because there's no greater advice, there's no greater word than the word that comes from Jesus Christ, and it's right here in his word. And I'm so glad that the word of God intercepts anything that's not of his will. It's the power of Jesus Christ that you should grab hold of and believe in faith. That no matter what your circumstances are, there's a hope in Jesus Christ. And listen, Jesus knows that so quickly can our circumstances bring us to a place of fear. Our circumstances in our home, our circumstances on our job, that what we prayed about tonight, and the things that are going on in our neighborhoods can bring forth fear. And so this is why Jesus says, first of all, do not fear. And then the second thing, I want you to believe. Do not fear. Do not fear what you're having to face every single day on the job. Do not fear every single day what you're having to see and go through in your community. Do not fear what's going on in the home, but believe. And now when Jesus says to believe, that means that what I'm facing through is not going to be the final outcome. Because when Jesus says to believe, that means that there's a victory coming. And it's so Amazing how 2,000 years ago, what we get from this story with all of the bad counsel that says, don't even bother Jesus. Stop praying about this matter. Stop believing in faith about this. This one, it just is, all right? Your son's just going to keep going down this path. Your daughter's just going to keep going. You might as well just keep praying for your grandkids because your daughter's so far gone. Do not fear, but believe. 2,000 some years ago, then when he gets into the house, then it's just a whole bunch of commotion. Sometimes we'll surround ourselves with people that want to weep with us and cry out, but they don't want to believe in faith for the miracle with you. They text really good text messages. Ah, hope you're feeling better. Feel for you. Oh, OMG. And it's just... And all of it sounds soothing to the ear in our own flesh. But in the spirit, it does nothing for you. It's just commotion. It's just a bunch of loud noise. And you and I have got to surround ourselves with people that believe in this word. That will stand with you. That will come alongside of you in prayer and say, let's not fear this situation. Let's not fear this circumstance. Let's just believe and trust God to do a miracle in our lives, in our children's lives, in our family's lives. And so enough with the commotion. And for those that are just causing commotion, and you might know who they are, but when it comes time to pray and to believe in faith, you might have to politely ask them to excuse themselves. They might need to step out of your house for a little bit so that your home can become a place of prayer and you can believe God to do a miracle in your home. Don't bring no mess in my house. You better stand with me and stand for the God that I believe in. We're not going to come in here and just gossip and talk about the fears in life. We're going to talk about the breakthroughs in life in Christ Jesus. And then we're going to trust God to touch that which is dead. And the power of God's hand to bring forth life. The power of God's hand, full of grace, full of mercy. This is why we don't have to fear, because we have a merciful God. He's a gracious God. He's full of grace, he's full of mercy. And I want to pray for those that are struggling with fear. Could you stand up with me? If you're watching online and there's something going on in your life that where you're struggling with fear, there's a family in New York here. It says, family life has been painful as I grew up. In December, I'm going to a family reunion. I need peace, joy that God will use me there and remove all fear. Well, you go in the peace of God to this family reunion. And you go believing God that he's going to give you the courage and the boldness to be a light in whatever situation, family structure that you're going into, and you believe God in faith, and he's going to remove all fear. Someone in Yonkers, New York says, I have so much anxiety and fear. I want to get healed. Please pray for me. You didn't give us your name, but we're going to pray for you tonight. God's going to heal you from all anxiety and all fear. And you're going to be able to live this life in faith in Jesus Christ, who's going to give you the victory overcoming your fears. And we're going to pray tonight too. And we're going to believe God, whatever situation, whatever thing that we've been dealing with in fear, let's bring this thing to an end right now. Could you just open up your mouths? Let's just cry out to the Lord and just believe God. Oh God, we need you. We need you, we need you, we need you. We call on your great name, Jesus. Be our Savior right now, oh God. Oh Lord God, step in the way. Intercept every dark thought. Intercept, Lord, every fearful thought. Lord God, intercept every fearful word that's been spoken unto us that has stirred up anxiety, that has discouraged us. Lord, we grab hold of your word right now. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. But only believe. And so, God, we say yes. We want to believe in you. We want to believe, Lord God, that you're our mighty refuge. We want to believe, oh God, that you're our fortress. We want to believe right now, God, that you're our Savior. We believe right now. We believe, Lord God, that you can set us free from any circumstance, any situation, Lord God. God, we're asking you to shine your light right down into the dark places, Lord. God, we're asking right now, give us boldness. Give us courage, Lord God, in this very dark hour. We believe. We believe, Lord God. Quiet the commotion. Remove those that, Lord God, are speaking death into our lives, speaking hopelessness in our lives. God, we give our ear to you. We give our ear to you, our heart to you. We give our soul to you. Be Savior, be God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are the source of our victory. Your finished work on the cross. Salvation in you, oh God. You died for us. You took our place. You conquered sin and death. And because of you, we have victory. We have victory over our fear. We have victory over darkness. We have victory over sin. Lord God, we're asking right now. Just one touch from you, oh God. One touch from you, Lord God, that we would be made whole. That we would be healed. That you would remove anxiety. You would remove fear. God, we ask this right now in faith and we believe. That we would rise up right now, oh God. That the body of believers would rise up with boldness. Rise up with courage. That we would stand and we would know, Lord God, that you alone are going to fight our battles. That the victory is won through you, oh God. And we'll worship you and we'll glorify your name. And we'll stand and bear witness, Lord God, of your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, we praise your name. We praise your name. Thank you. We thank you for victory. Thank you for victory. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid. We have a mighty warrior in you, Jesus Christ. You're victorious. We don't have to be afraid. All glory belongs to you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.